Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from our virtual studio inside Renaissance Bank, which is a fancy way of saying we're not in Renaissance Bank, but we're looking forward to getting back there someday soon. But in the meantime, folks, PPP comes, it goes, it comes back again. It looks like it's gotten passed, and another version of it's been passed in the new legislation that we just heard about from Congress. The point of it all is that Renaissance Bank has been there the whole time, and they are there for small business. And they work with small businesses on a personal basis. Here's the way to try that out. Go to renaissancebank.com, find your local office, and give that local office a call. And you won't get some call center eight states over. You'll actually get that office. Amazing, isn't it? And they're a bank big enough to service your needs as a small business, small enough to do business that way, personally. So go to renaissancebank.com and check them out. And I think you'll be glad you did. And I can speak personally to that. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Jackson Speed. And Jackson is with the Fays at Commons. Jackson, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to be here with you. But I'm normally actually there with you sometimes. So I've been enjoying getting to know you and the services that you offer there. So why don't you share some of that with everyone else out there?
Yeah, we kind of have two names. We go by the Commons at Fays, or you can call us Fays Commons. That's kind of our social media handle, Fays Commons.
Okay.
And we are a co-working space that is located inside of a larger Fays Family Center. The center offers a couple things, including preschool and events, but my expertise would be on the co-working space. Co-working space, it's very much like the same concept as many other co-working spaces. It's membership based. We've got meeting rooms. We've got a podcast studio, which we're currently in today, and we spend a lot of time in together.
Yes.
Private office space and some training rooms, some larger like meeting spaces. We're located a corner of Morris and Webbridge, very close to the Avalon, mm-hmm. prime location.
Yep. So I think everyone's pretty familiar with co-working, but for those that aren't, let's talk about what co-working really is, and then what maybe makes the way you offer that service a little bit different. What's a few of the twists on it that you offer that are distinguish what you have to offer the market out there.
Yeah. So co-working is somewhat of a new concept. The first co-working space was actually started in 2005 in San Francisco, I believe. And it was originally a workspace inside of an apartment complex. I think it's called the Hat Factory is the first, so you can look that up and do some research.
Oh, wow.
But in general, co-working is just shared office space, which I think is, I think it's in most people's brains a little bit of a millennial concept because it's very focused on the work-life balance, working remotely. But obviously since COVID, the perspective on that has changed a lot. So I have a prediction that we'll go a little bit more, less like bloggers and entrepreneurs and, you know, that kind of field and more into the corporate space as well, having people from corporate companies come in and use our shared space. That's the point, shared space. So, you know, you nix the overhead costs when you put your company inside of a co-working space. And specifically for us, there's a lot of co-working spaces in Alpharetta. And we offer, we're the only one in Alpharetta that I know of. And when we opened, we were the largest co-working space to offer on-site childcare.
Mm.
So that's a huge, huge pull for us. It also specifies our demographic, obviously, mm-hmm. moms and dads and parents. And then in Alpharetta specifically, we're the only one with a podcast studio as well, which especially during the pandemic, has become the new, it's the new form of marketing, new form of communication. So a lot of our members have jumped on that train and have enjoyed it.
Sure, sure. You know, you mentioned Alpharetta and that co-working is not new to Alpharetta. I think a lot of folks wonder, you know, like how many co-working spaces can Alpharetta handle? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely the big players, and then there's definitely the boutique places that pop up here and there. Alpharetta specifically, I think, adopted more so co-working because of the IT companies that are in Alpharetta. Mm-hmm. IT was one of the original industries that benefited from it just because they can work remotely and it works. But in Alpharetta, I think when you look at the main players that people talk about or people bounce to, they each are extremely different. They cater to a different demographic. They're decorated differently. You know, pricing and membership is all, you know, it's all relative and competitive, but we all offer something different. So it just depends on kind of what line of work you're in, what you're wanting, if you enjoy the buzz, if you enjoy the coffee shop environment, or if you're more like, I need a corporate space, I need a little cubby hole, I need, you know, put my head down and work. It just depends on the personality, the needs, and the industry, really. That answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, what I find interesting about Alpharetta is exactly what you put your finger on, is that a lot of people think, you know, solopreneurs, people that are work at home entrepreneurs, and yeah, it is that. But Alpharetta has a lot of folks that work that are what you might call strays from corporate. You know, they might work for a corporate headquarters. Yeah. It's actually in New York or Boston or San Francisco, but need a place to go and hang their hat and work. And Alpharetta's got a combination of those two demographics that makes mm-hmm. it great for co-working businesses like yours, right?
Yeah, totally. And I think too, you know, one industry we've seen utilize our space specifically are realtors, which every city has an abundance of realtors. But they just need, you know, they need a space to put their head down and work, whether it's after hours or, you know, early in the morning before their showings. And they've benefited a lot from this space. We do have a startup IT. So, you know, stereotypical startup IT in our space, but they've taken off. Lawyers who open their own practices have offices here. Some like YouTubers who do like content creating and push really? That out on social media, because that's a thing now.
Yeah,
they'll set up their studio and do that and use our podcast studio to pull audio. The range of people that can use shared space has absolutely grown, and corporate, I think, is slowly moving into that. It's easy specifically with co-working that have multiple locations because you travel, so your office can be, you know, in any of the major cities when you have a membership like that. Super beneficial, I think, to industries across the board and corporate more specifically. That is coming. I think they will soon be knocking on our doors. Get me out of my house.
There you go. Folks, we're here chatting with Jackson Speed, and she's, the community manager at the Commons at Phase. Jackson, talk a little bit. I know you're not running the childcare side of things, but since that's such a feature and a differentiator for you, talk a little bit about what's offered there, and what if I've got kids running behind me on my Zoom calls, how you can help me with that?
Absolutely. So childcare for the Phase family in general, childcare is the main thing. It is a private preschool. Infant to four, and then they offer after school as well. So if your kids are in elementary school, they'll send the buses, pick them up, bring them. So the benefit is, you know, it's a community center, right? So you spend your entire day here. You drop your kid off, you come over, work a little bit, go to lunch at the Avalon, pick your kid up at 6 o'clock and head home. And initially we had wanted to offer, and this will happen in the future and in future locations, hourly drop-in care as well. So just like you would go to a gym and drop a child off for an hour and work out, it would be the same here. If you're coming for a couple hours, you pay a discounted rate, have somebody watch your kid for a couple hours, get your work done and head home. So yeah, it provides that separation, I think, between work and play, or your home and your office, for your kids as well. But also for you and your clients.
Yeah. And that really, that's a huge differentiator, obviously. I mean, I mean, obviously new to Alpharetta, and I don't know of another co-working space in Atlanta that has that, but that's pretty awesome. You've got a pretty large and flexible event center as well. Talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So third part of our building, like I mentioned earlier, it's one building, three businesses, three phases. The third phase is our event space. The event space is beautiful. It is, when you walk in, the first thing people say is like, oh, this looks like a church. Like it looks like a contemporary church. It's got a stage and the full AV equipment. But when I say we've done everything in that space, we have done everything from fundraising events to weddings to hosting churches. I mean, expos, everything, proms, we've done everything in there. So it's a blank space. And when I tour potential members, I'll always mention that as a co-working space, we have access to a meeting for a group of six, all the way up to a group of 600. Mm. So there's a lot of room for growth for our members, and they get excited about kind of seeing their company in that space and envisioning that. But it's also part of the community center. It's just a space in Alpharetta that we're able to host things at. It has some pretty unique things that not many wedding venues or event venues have in Alpharetta. For example, a LED wall.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I missed that when I was there. That's pretty cool.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I wanted to bring that up actually. So while we're in this period of social distancing, it's a pretty unique place to go and have a social distanced event. I mean, I was there for the Greater North Fulton board retreat, and it was a perfect venue for that. Whereas there's a lot of meeting space all around Alpharetta, not a lot of meeting space to really create, you know, social distance meetings like a lot of folks might want right now.
Yeah. The space is 5,200 square feet, the event space specifically.
Right.
So, you know, we keep up with the parameters and the restrictions and, you know, do what we can as far as hosting meetings. So right now, you know, we won't go over 100 people in that room, but you can fit 100 people 6 feet apart. And people are really excited to explore what it would be like to meet in person again. And yeah, we're lucky to be able to provide that.
That's awesome. Folks, we're here with Jackson Speed, and she's the community manager at the Commons at FaZe. So let's get into the membership structure, how it works, and, you know, if I'm not a member, what are my options?
Yeah. So co-working, if you're familiar with it at all, the structure is pretty basic. It's pretty standard across all co-working spaces. There's a couple options in our space specifically. So we'll do membership, and membership gets you access to our common space. Our common space at this particular location is set up like a coffee shop. And so you've got booths, you've got couches, you've got soft seating and all of that. And so your membership monthly, the basic package gets you access to that space. It gets you a couple meeting room credits. So we give our members some free time in the meeting rooms to be able to get away or do a Zoom meeting. It gives you some guest passes, and then it's tiered membership. So it goes up from there. So depending on how much access you need or how many meeting room credits you need, you know, you pay a little bit more, you get more perks, including mail handling, all of that, that is included as you go up in the tiered membership. Hot desks is something that a lot of co-working spaces do. We actually don't do hot desks, but we do have 30 private offices. Two options with the private offices. So you can do a hideaway. Hideaways are, I wish I could show you. Hideaways are like one person little offices. Literally, you can fit one person in there. It's got a desk and a chair. But people love those because they're affordable. It's lock and key. You can, you know, lock your inventory up. You can just have a space to get away, like I said, after hours or early mornings, 24/7 access. And then if you get a little stir crazy in your little cubby hole, you can, you have access to the common space.
Right.
So people love that. But then we do have private office spaces as well. So, you know, normal 160 square foot office space, you rent a month to month basis. We don't do any contracts here. I think that's probably something unique to us as well. You're not locked into anything when you book. Private offices are a little bit more permanent. Obviously you furnish it yourself, but, you know, I think I mentioned earlier, you nix the overhead costs when you put your company in a space like this. So, you know, you're not paying for power, you're not paying for water and all of these things. You know, we handle that. You're just renting the room. But we allow you to use it as if it was your storefront. You can bring in whoever, you can paint, you can decorate, you can put your logo on the door. You know, that's what you're paying for. So that, and then your second question, if you're not a member, what do you have access to? Non-members can book meeting rooms and they can book podcast studio. We try to limit the amount of foot traffic in the common space just because, you know, we try to keep the volume at a professional level. It can get a little crazy with, you know, a couple people in there getting coffee and buzzing around, but, meeting rooms you can book just through the website or through calling the front desk, and podcast studio you can book, as well. It's just an hourly rate. We'll give you a day rate. If you book all day, you can bring in your own food. So public options and member options. There you go.
You can't beat that. I guess what I mean, offering the no contract membership, that strikes me as a really nice option, because you're really not financially extended. You know, if you're not sure if this is a space you want, or you're not sure about your business, or what, you know, your locations or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty flexible. And it seems like to me, that's a great, another great option you're offering there.
Yeah. Especially we've seen it, you know, it doesn't always benefit us, but our members, you know, especially during the pandemic, there was a point in time where, you know, if people were locked into these contracts, it, you know, it wouldn't have been pretty for them. And our first priority is them and their well-being, and we're a flexible workspace. So, you know, offering that option to our members, you know, give us, you know, a certain day notice. We have them sign like a terms and conditions, obviously, to protect everybody. But, you know, give us a little bit of notice. We'll help you move out. And that's our first priority is, you know, their well-being. So.
Yeah. And that's where I was going with all that was, the fact that you opened, you know, auspiciously kind of right before the pandemic, as it were. I can't remember your opening date. You went through some tough months there. But you really have done right by your clients.
Yeah. So we opened in September of 2019. So we had a couple good months that we were really excited about. And then, you know, March came around and, we were very, very fortunate. The people that, you know, are invested in us, our members and, you know, overhead as well, they believed in what we were doing. They stuck with us and, you know, we did have to close, you know, for safety precautions and everything, but we were able to stay afloat during that time. So we're really, really grateful for that. Mm. We had a couple members who stuck it out with us too. Which is pretty crazy. I fully expected people to be like, you know, peace out, but some stuck around and, you know, used it to their discretion, used their own space. And, I think co-working specifically will be one of the very few industries that might benefit from this whole lockdown situation.
Right.
Just because, I mean, at the end of the day, people are tired of being in their homes, and that's what we do. We provide a space for you to come work outside of your home. So since opening back up in July, we've actually seen a huge influx, co-working specifically, of tours and interest in, you know, people like you needed a podcast studio because you couldn't get into your original space, and
right.
We have all that available.
Yep. Yep. And folks, the podcast studio, I don't know if I want to shout that out too much, because I may have trouble getting in there, right?
Yeah, they might fill up the calendar.
Yeah, but no, seriously, a great facility there, the sound is just what you want it to be, which is you don't get the sound inside that studio. It's nicely insulated, and the equipment is perfect. And so great job on that, getting all that set up and available for folks. And again, people don't have to make a commitment to it. You know, particularly people that are starting a podcast and they don't know where it's going to go or how long it's going to happen or whatever, they don't have to have a year's commitment to something there.
Right. Yeah. We the majority of people that come through this studio specifically are first timers. They've, you know, they've never done it before. They just wanted to test it out. They don't have an editor. So it's kind of fun. I've learned a lot walking people through that process, but it's kind of fun. I mean, the board is like super high tech, but also user friendly, and people really enjoy it. It makes it, you know, it makes them feel professional in here. Mm-hmm. It feels professional.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Jackson, this has been great. And it's great addition to Alpharetta, the commons at Phase. So let's get to the really important question, the most important question, which is for those that want to be in touch and find out more, tell them how they can do that.
Yeah. So our website's phase.center. If you go to phase.center, you'll get all three parts, information to all three parts of Phase in general. If you're trying to get to co-working specifically, it's phase.center/work. You can follow us on social media. Obviously that's a big thing. So we're Phase Commons everywhere, PHASE Commons. And then if you have any specific questions, you can always call the number at the website that you'll directly get me.
Awesome.
Or you can send an email to our general email, which is alpharetta.work@phase.center. And you will either get me or my coworker Francesca, and we'll direct you in the right place.
Awesome. Folks, get with Jackson. I can attest firsthand because I've been there, and it's a terrific space, and Jackson's terrific. So check out the Commons at Phase with Jackson Speed. Jackson, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I had fun.
Yeah, thank you. Folks, just a quick reminder, if you've got some other outsourcing that you need to get into your business life, and that involves maybe administrative tasks, bookkeeping, maybe some graphic design work, some website work, some things that you're doing and you don't need to be doing because you need to be working, you know, on building your business, you need to give Essie Escobedo at Office Angels a call. Now, her website, if you're shy, is officeangels.us. But what you really should do is just call her and tell her I sent you, 770-442-9246. Explain what you need to get off your list and onto her list. And what she will do is send an angel in who will fly in metaphorically. Okay. So, and they've been doing this for 20 years. So a pandemic does not scare her. They work remotely and been doing that for a long time, and they do it on an ongoing or as needed basis. So, give her a call, Essie Escobedo, Chief Executive Angel at Office Angels, 770-442-9246, and you will be glad you did. Folks, just another reminder that you can find our show on all the major podcast apps. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term. Yes, we're on all of them, so try them if you want to. But what we really would appreciate you doing instead of checking out the veracity of what I just said there is on your favorite app, go in and give us a great review, a 5-star review. And the reason is not about me. It's not about the show. It's about our guest, and it's about folks finding the show so that they can use the services of the great folks at the Commons at Phase and Jackson there, and other guests that we've had on the show over these last 4 years, some over 300 shows and going on 600 guests. So you would be doing us a big favor, and those guests an even bigger favor if you would do that. We would appreciate it. We're also on social media, North Fulton BRX, on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So for my guest, Jackson Speed, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.